This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1016. Transitions to go from band 6 to band 9.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
How can your linking phrases push you from a band 6 to a band 9? Listen today for high-level transitions that should replace common, boring linking words.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards. Aubrey, are you having some issues transitioning to a new computer?
Yes, or to an old computer, rather. I have a newer one, but it's on the fritz. And so I had to send it in for repairs. And I'm using an older one as a backup, and it is giving me fits.
But what a great phrase, though, on the fritz.
Yes, I actually taught that in, I don't know if you saw it on TikTok, I think it was, or maybe Instagram.
Sweet.
If you guys are following us on social media, you may have learned that great idiom for something malfunctioning or not working properly.
And that's great IELTS vocab. Sometimes in part two, you're asked to describe like something you bought that broke, or maybe in a task one letter, you have to complain about a product that doesn't work. So these little nuggets of wisdom, vocab wisdom you get on our social media, guys, super useful for IELTS as well. And we're on all the social media platforms right now. But we're not here to talk about social media, Aubrey. Don't bring it up. No, I'm just kidding.
Irrelevant.
Why are we here?
I know, guys, we are telling you about our new writing package. We're so excited about this. We know there are listeners out there who writing is what's keeping you back from passing IELTS. You may have gotten the scores you need on other subjects, but you cannot get that 7 or higher you need for IELTS writing. And for the first time ever, we are offering our 3 Keys writing module separate from the regular 3 Keys program, but it's invitation only. So if you guys are interested, if you need our writing strategies and templates, go to allearsenglish.com/writingwise to get on the list.
Yes. Awesome. Yeah, guys. So we're talking about writing in April. April is IELTS writing month. We have declared that this is an international theme month, guys. So we're going to try and bring you useful writing lessons in every episode, guys. And today, you definitely want to take notes because we're going to teach you linking words and transition phrases that really help you stand out from other students, that really show the examiner that you have put work into this.
Yes, exactly, because you can use a lot of linking words and phrases, transitions on the IELTS exam and still score a band 6 if they are low level.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Totally. Yeah, and that's where one of the areas where you need to push to use high level linking words and transition phrases so you can go from band 6 to band 9 vocabulary.
Yeah, totally. And guys, these phrases you should definitely write down and use, the ones you're going to learn today. But if you want to see them organized into an essay template for the various types of questions you have to write about, like opinion, problem solution, then guys, you have to get into this writing program. So you see the complete system, you know exactly where to use all these phrases, when to use these phrases, see them in model essays. I can't stress enough how useful our writing lessons are, guys. So So remember, sign up at allearsenglish.com/writingwise. So let's get into this, guys. We're going to talk about band six phrases we see students use all the time and what you should be using instead. So the first, of course, the classic and. I see students even begin sentences with and that's very informal.
Yes, exactly. And is too informal to begin a sentence. Both and also are too common to be using as your linking phrase, especially when there are so many higher level words that have the same meaning.
Yeah, exactly, guys. So, I mean, my favorite is additionally. I like it better than in addition because it's more rare. You know, like I do see in addition more than I see additionally. So that's why I like it. It's more interesting. What's another phrase we can use when we want to add an idea?
Furthermore is a good one. When you want to add a second idea, you can say furthermore. And you hear how formal it sounds. It's not used as commonly. It's pushing your vocabulary score higher.
Yeah, totally. Not so much for the vocab, but mainly for the cohesion coherence score, right? We want to have this variety of linking words. So that's what we need to use when we're adding another detail, adding another reason in the body paragraphs. But as a side note, guys, I mean, these are great for speaking part three as well. And not just for task two essays, but also if you're writing task one, if you're general training and you're writing a formal letter, you have to use phrases like this. And for academic students, guys, all of these phrases are great for task one essays. You need to use these phrases to organize ideas for every type of task one question also. So again, these are so useful. Okay, so that is to add an idea. Now, what if we want to show a contrast, right? Show a different idea.
And we often see students use but, right? And repetitively, it might be used 3 or 4 times in an essay. And instead, we want to give you guys a really high level phrase to instead use in stark contrast.
I love it.
This is pushing up that cohesion coherence score because you have those high level transitions that the examiner is looking for. You need to have a variety of them. And this one, replace that but. Replace it with something higher level.
And, you know, I like this better than however, even. Because, again,
it's less common.
We do see students use however, right? But in stark contrast, like, this is really what puts you over that 7. And you know what, guys? When I was an examiner and, I mean, even still, when I'm grading students' essays, and Aubrey, I'm sure you do this as well. When we have to assess the cohesion coherence score, like, I literally just scan from the beginning to end, just looking at the linking phrases. Like, that's right. Like, because it's so specific.
Yep, exactly. Right. And we just pick them out. And unfortunately, if it's just ands and buts, then it's going to be a 6 or lower.
Totally. Yeah, for sure. Okay. So we also often have to introduce an effect, a consequence, a conclusion of an idea, right? What we can draw from this proof. What does this reason prove to us about society, about the world? So to introduce all of those ideas, don't use the easy conjunction, so. So this is what we should do. So what can we use instead of so?
Yes, instead use hence or thus or consequently. All of these are such higher level, less commonly used. So when you check your essay, if you go back and see a so, choose one of these, replace it with hence, and it'll push up your score.
I love that word, hence. It sounds so fancy.
Yes, it does.
But Aubrey, that's a really good point. You said when you go back and check your essay, that's what a great piece of advice, because often, guys, like, it can be hard to think of all these impressive phrases while you're writing. So don't let your brain totally stop, right? Like, don't stare off into space trying to think of a better phrase instead of so. finish the essay, right? Just put so in there as a placeholder. And then when you're finished, right, because you have to check your essay, guys, when you proofread your essay, then you can notice, oh, like, so is in here a couple times. I need to cross it out and put hence or thus. Okay, so this last idea we're going to talk about, the EasyBan 6 time marker before. I see this a lot in task one essays, right? But sometimes in task two as well. So instead of before, what's a better time phrase?
Yes, you could say previous to this. And yeah, I love that you said that because task one, that's almost guaranteed you're going to need phrases like this when you're describing a chart, but it comes up in task two as well. If yeah. you're wanting to describe what happened previous to what you're talking about. So yeah, replace that word before with previous to this, and then you'll want a comma after those linking phrases.
I love it. What a packed episode today, yes. Aubrey. Guys, we are really focused on teaching you writing skills this month. Really distinct skills, right? Honing in on the small details you have to improve to raise your score. Because, like, you can't just say, oh, I want to write better essays. Like, what does that mean? Right. When your teacher tells you, That's not a very good essay. You need to organize it better. Like, what does that mean? So we are focused.
Yes, but how?
Guys, yeah. Sorry, right. What'd you say?
I said, yes, but how?
Okay, yeah.
That, but tell me how exactly, right? That's, we want to give you the how. How exactly can you do that? And we share ideas on the podcast, but if you guys need strategies, the templates where you can fit these ideas into high scoring templates and have all the strategies you need to get a 7 or higher on writing, you need this 3 keys writing module. So get on the list now. Go to allearsenglish.com/writingwise.
Yes. Awesome. Guys, I cannot wait to release this package. And remember, it's not going to be available just to everyone. Okay. You have to be on this list. allearsenglish.com/writingwise. WRITINGWISE. I feel like I want to make that into a song. So students remember.
It does sound a little catchy with you spelling it that way.
It's fun. All right, guys. So get on that list. You could be the first to be invited into our new writing program. And Aubrey, I'll see you next week.
Yes. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.